A new drug for people with breast cancer has been approved by the HSE. It is for those who have a high risk of the disease returning. We're joined this morning by oncologist at St Vincent's University Hospital in Dublin, Professor Janice Walsh. Professor Walsh, you're very welcome to the programme.
Morning, Audrey.
I let you pronounce it. What is it?
So it's called abemaciclib. It is an oral drug the patients take at home. We give it in combination with their standard drugs, which are called anti-hormonal therapy. Some people will know them, like tamoxifen, Arimidex, Femara, these type of drugs. And essentially what they do is, we know with the patients with this type of breast cancer can in certain cohorts be more risk at risk of disease relapse. And what this drug does is targets the main known mechanism of resistance, which is targeting these proteins, which are called cyclin kinase D, and basically makes our anti-hormonal therapy work better and reduces the risk that people relapse with breast cancer. So this is when we listen on the radio or we pick up a magazine and we see that somebody has had a return of their cancer elsewhere in the body. That has made it incurable. We're trying to avoid that.
And it reduces the risk of return by what, more than 30%?
Absolutely, yes. And it's not for everybody, because, you know, this type of breast cancer is the most common one that we have. It accounts for about 70% of our breast cancer in Ireland. And generally, these patients do extremely well, but there's a proportion who are at particularly high risk. And these are patients who have maybe a tumour size that's greater than 5 centimetres, or have high levels of lymph nodes affected underneath their arm, particularly if they have more than 4 affected. And these, what we're seeing with each analysis that comes out of this Monarch E trial is a deepening benefit for those patients who received this drug versus those who stayed on standard care therapy.
When will it be available, Professor Walsh?
June 1st. So we're very excited. We've been waiting 2 years. It's approved by the European Medicines Agency for the last 2 years. The UK has it for over a year. And from our point of view, we're just very keen to get access to this for our patients, because ultimately it's going to reduce the risk of disease relapse, which in itself makes sense for the taxpayer, because when we get a disease that is incurable, that is devastating for patients, but also it's very, very expensive because people end up on drugs such as these for a number of years.
And how many patients will benefit?
Yeah, so we think about 70% of our patients in general have a hormone-sensitive HER2-negative breast cancer. And we believe within the cohort that were studied in this trial that is probably about 20-25% of those. So not a very large number, but certainly ones who would truly need it.
And as you say, you've been campaigning and others have been campaigning for some time. And a study back in 2022 in the Irish Journal of Medical Science found that patients here often experience significant delays to the reimbursement of novel treatment options following market authorization. Why is that?
Yeah, and I mean, I suppose this is something that's been highlighted by the Irish Society of Medical Oncologists, and also the Irish Cancer Society. At last check, we were about third last in Europe for getting drugs that both cure and prolong life getting approved, you know. And there's a couple of reasons for that, because there's obviously people within that department doing Trojan work, but it is under-resourced. And it takes a very, very long time. And we understand, from the government point of view, you know, this is a challenge. These are expensive drugs and everybody wants everything, you know, many groups looking for different drugs. But I suppose the way I feel and the message we would certainly like to get across as Irish oncologists is we really need to focus on those drugs that reduce relapse rates or cure patients, because having metastatic disease, you know, as I said, is very devastating for patients, but is also extremely expensive.
Is there a cost? I don't see a cost on this particular drug for patients. Do you know what it is?
No, but they will have negotiated that confidentially with the HSE to allow us to have it. I mean, obviously we have some sense in our minds what it might be, but you know, there's great variability in the cost that, let's say, patients are being charged in the States as opposed to, you know, Greece. So I wouldn't have an exact number, but I can certainly say to you that it is a substantial number.
Okay, well, June 1st is the date. So thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this morning, Professor Janice Walsh, oncologist at St Vincent's University Hospital.